Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now,
this morning, I am ready to blame one person. Not Tom Brady, not Bill Belichick.
Okay.
What about Bruce Arians?
Well, he sucks. He's an idiot.
Still trying to figure that out.
Cultural change is hard.
Robert Kraft.
We are all patriots.
Okay. He is the reason that Tom Brady is in Tampa and Belichick is alone 4-6 in New England.
I'll see you in the Seychelles, bitches.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and
tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
Greg, the host. Good Steve Greg.
Greg Hill.
Danielle, I was in the other production room from the office, and all I hear is this grunting and,
mm-hmm.
and sighing.
Because everything I need is on my phone, Curtis. We have enslaved ourselves to a tiny little device and put all of our faith in a computer, which it is obviously subject to technological breakdowns. It's a disaster.
Featuring strange animal lady, Danielle Murr.
Hundreds of people turned on the video stream when she was showing her plants.
Yep.
Plants are a big thing, man. I'm in about, 10 or 12 different plant groups on Facebook.
Honestly,
what?
You need to find some other activity.
That sounds like how a creepy true crime on Netflix would start.
Don't F with houseplants.
Joined by...
They jealous of us!
Wiggy.
If you put Belichick with that team and Cam at quarterback for them, they'd probably still be 11-0. If you put Tom Brady and Bruce Arians on this Patriots team with this roster, what's their record?
Okay.
And behind the glass, the two most annoying people in New England, Ken and Curtis.
As a executive producer of WEEI, what he just said is fireable.
It's not fireable, Curtis.
True.
It's
what's their record?
Patently idiotic. It's not even
what's
worth
their...
answering.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
You're going to get a COVID.
Wear a mask. Ask around your family.
The virus.
Cover it. Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Steady ship in a crazy sea.
Just a warning, I don't want to alarm anybody, but I woke up with the sniffles this morning, Ken.
Oh, Christ.
I tried to find some kind of a digital thermometer here in the building so that I could utilize an abundance of caution, but I haven't found one. I feel... What is the protocol? Do you know the protocol? Like, if you have the sniffles, Wiggy, you know the protocol. You're in the middle of quarantine.
He doesn't know anything.
I don't know the protocol.
Hold on, never mind that. What is going on with the your hair, Danielle?
I needed a few more minutes for my curlers to pull up.
It's got like rolls in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gotta get that volume, baby.
You look like you're starring in some kind of a 1950s sitcom or something like that. What are those curlers or what are those?
Yeah.
Oh.
My hair is stick straight, so it's hard for me to get any curl or volume. So after I blow dry it, because I don't want to do a round brush, I do a little big curling iron, set it in the rollers, let it cool off, and boom, volume.
Okay. Can't you get that done before the radio show
begins? I'm not in a rush. I don't really care.
I will. Is it okay if I put that on my Instagram story right now?
Of course.
All right.
Let
me
see if I can
get. Hold on. I'm going to get up and go over there.
Oh, look, your phone works.
I know. You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
You like how I can talk without wearing my face? This is what I do at ours. That's what I do at bars when I know someone's reading my lips. I just talk like this and smile the whole time so they can't read your lips.
And then it'll be all full and you know, poofy when you take them out.
Correct.
Wiggy, how are you feeling?
I feel okay.
Yeah.
You know, still like, you know, kind of same as yesterday. Not worse, not better. Still the same.
Okay. I mean, what is the, do we know what the incubation period is? Does the lifeguard probably knows that, like,
years.
The back of his hand. How long until Wiggy is better lifeguard?
Well, it's not incubating. He's in the throes of it.
He's been incubated. He's hatched.
He's in the throes of it.
This is day 7 through 10, I believe.
Well, the CDC just said now it's only 7 days.
They moved the goalpost again.
Yeah, they moved the goalpost. They moved the goalpost on when you can get back to the normal world. It went from 10 to 7.
Imagine if I went this whole 9 months without getting it, and then Wiggy is the one who gave it to me when he was in here.
You think that's not what's going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I ain't give it to you, bro. If you got it, it ain't come from me.
Uh-huh. It was a different professional athlete.
This is a creepy text, but I'll read it since it's the day before Thanksgiving and it's a mail-in day for everybody. There's nothing sexier than a woman with nothing else on other than curlers. That's probably from Ken. When you came on the screen this morning, Ken said kinky.
Ooh.
She just showed a little elbow.
Elbow? That's a shoulder. Last time I checked it. Would you fail A&P like Greg did?
We've lost Ken again.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, welcome to the last show that we are doing before Thanksgiving. And if you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text at any time on the text line, which is 37937. We will get to the dumbest of the day coming up in about 40 minutes at 6:45 or thereabouts. And we will be joined by Christian Fourier at 8:30 this morning to talk football and other things. And should he feel that I threw him under the bus with Devin McCourty, I will issue an on-air apology at 8:30 on this morning show. So Christian Fourier coming up. Right now, though, we begin with this.
This is The Lead.
Eddie-ish. I know it's not, but like twangy guitar-ish. Who is that?
Good call. That's your guy Clapton. That is early Clapton in John Mayall and the Blues Breakers from the 60s.
That's great.
Pretty good song.
Yeah, that's a great lead.
Lead's brought to you by Always Health Partners, a different kind of health plan helping people and businesses be ready to meet the evolving care needs of today, tomorrow, and always. Learn more at alwayshealthpartners.org. New Laird column up at WEEI.com. You've all
can't
been
wait
waiting
to read
for the
it.
New one. Kind of a crystallization of my thoughts yesterday on the show. Tom Brady should have chosen Belichick over pride. Remember Marcellus Wallace in Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Pride never helps. It only hurts.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to listen to the day after day assault by Bruce Arians. He chose this guy somehow. This is a flat mistake. Even yesterday, the day after the game, Arians doubles down on his Brady criticism.
Other than the deep ball, I think he's getting confused a few times with coverage. that might be causing some inaccurate balls, but I don't see it at all in practice. We're not missing the deep ball in practice, that's for sure. So it's just a matter on Sundays hitting them.
Tom must be steam. Can you imagine how steaming Tom is when he hears these comments? I mean, you're talking about the greatest quarterback ever to play the game. And talking
he's missing
about
coverages.
And talking about how he's confused by coverages. Oh my God.
Arians went on to say that Jameis Winston was better last year.
It's just stunning. I mean, do you think Brady, right now, if you sat him down and said, would you rather just have taken the 1 year, $12 million deal, whatever it was, he would say, yep, I'd probably screw this one up.
No, because I think he's going to pull the shoot. Like, you know, when Dr. Evil pushes the button and somebody drops into the tank of sharks with lasers or whatever, that's what he's going to do on Arians at the end of the season. So he sees like an end in sight. There's no way that the two of them, Wiggy, stay there in the future going forward.
No, and I
Tom
think
wins.
He,
Tom will
and
win.
And I think he does kind of maybe he has a little bit of regret, right? If you had to think, does Bill have more regret or Tom have more regret? I think Tom's has a little bit more about the decision he made.
All right. Laird, call him up at WEEI.com.
All right. An annual tradition that we somehow didn't do last year on WEEI is the turkeys of the year.
What?
Ooh.
What? That was a thing?
Oh, my God. It was the number one thing for 30 years.
No, it wasn't.
And I'm bringing it back morning.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Why didn't you run this by me?
Because it's Thanksgiving Eve.
We are not doing the turkeys. What are you going to do, celebrity birthdays after that? We're not doing that.
Dino's going to call in with celebrity birthdays at 8.
We're not doing the turkeys of the year.
So your turkeys of the year.
We are absolutely doing turkeys of the year.
Who do you have for turkeys of the
year? I have 3 turkeys, so it'll be quick. Okay. Number 3, you don't want to sit. You don't want to sit next to this guy at Thanksgiving. He is the hammered Rob Manfred.
You led the Dodgers to the World Series.
All right, Rob. Number two, our favorite Charlie Baker, turkey number 2 of the year. And my number 1 turkey, who I didn't even know that Ken was talking about in his lead, my man Bruce Arians, the biggest turkey of 2020.
All right, Curtis, thank you. How long did you spend putting that list together?
5 seconds.
Time? Okay. All right.
What buy-in from you? My God.
Wiggy, what do you got for a lead this morning?
Well, Thanksgiving is about giving, okay? Mm-hmm. And one thing that I know now, the Patriots have 6 games left, and why not start to figure out if you can make the playoffs, but also plan for next year. And it goes back to my original lead, and I know it was a ton of money in week 2, week 3, but I think this is the perfect time to sign Cam Newton. Reason why, you get him for the cheap, you got your bridge quarterback, you have your backup quarterback, and you have your mentor. And if you look at Cam Newton's progression in the last 4 games, he's 81 of 117, 931 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, and a quarterback rating of 105.
Okay.
This is the guy that you can build the future on, but give you the opportunity to make you competitive when it comes to making the playoffs next season. And it tells those guys in that locker room, hey, here's our guy for the remainder of this year and for next year, and you'll still be able to have the opportunity to figure out who is going to be the guy when he leaves.
Okay, so we're back to that one. Sign Cam Newton. Okay.
I think now's the time to do it.
Now's the time. I thought perfect 2 timing. Weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago was the time. Now's the time.
Thanksgiving's the perfect time.
Thanksgiving is the time to say thank you to Cam Newton.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you. Danielle?
If you'd like Ass Man to be your license plate and a nod to an old Seinfeld episode, but you got struck down, you may want to bring up the ruling that just happened in California by a federal judge who determined that a ban on offensive or offensive-seeming license plates is unconstitutional and violates your right to free speech.
I think it does.
I mean, it's pretty interesting.
I think you should be able to put whatever you want on your license plate as long as you're willing to pay for it.
I mean, I especially appreciate when people are super crafty and can manage to get a dirty plate past the RMV here in Massachusetts. Every once in a while, I'll see one, and I'm like, you know what? You deserve an award.
The problem is, Danielle, some people take it to the extreme.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
ATM, I will not.
Wiggy's license plate says Wiggy.
Wiggs out.
That's a pretty good license plate right
now. You know who Wiggy's biggest fan is. Yeah.
By the way, turkey of the year is blowing up, so get ready for a whole day.
We don't have. Can you start that after 10, Curtis?
Please.
Dale doesn't let me talk.
All right. Has my lead ever been music? Has it ever been a song? I mean, I did begin my career as a DJ. You know that.
I don't think you've ever gone music for the lead.
So So I began my career at the WAAF, and that is now off the air. It's a Christian station. However, I feel like this morning, the great Van Morrison has released a song that perhaps reflects what a portion of the populace is feeling right now. And if you think about the great artists that affected change with their music, you think about Ken, Bob Dylan, and Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Joni Mitchell, and U2, and Edwin Starr with War, What Is It Good For?, all of those things. So I want to play a little bit of this new Van Morrison song, which I think you will enjoy. It's called No More Ken, when I'm pointing to you, start the song so I can try to hit the post.
How much is this 30 years?
It's called No More Lockdown.
No more lockdown. No more government overreach. No more fascist bullies disturbing our peace. No more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights. Pretending it's for our safety. when it's really to enslave. Who's running our country? Who's running our world? Examine it closely and watch it unfurl. No more lockdown, no more threats, no more Imperial College scientists making up crooked facts.
What do you think? Does that change things? I mean, that's Van Morrison, the great Van Morrison. And he was able to work an Imperial College reference in there.
That was impressive.
And fascist police, I like that.
Wiggy's face during that song was probably the best part of the experience.
We got to find out later if Wiggy can name five Van Morrison songs.
I don't even know who Van Morrison is.
You don't know who Van Morrison is?
No, I was Googling it. Is he black? Because he sounds black.
No, he's not black.
No, he's French. Not.
He's
Irish.
He sounded like he was. He sounded like a black blues singer. That's what that sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
you're the music expert, isn't that along the blues? Genre.
Yeah, he has like some. He definitely has some blues influences. Van Morrison.
By the way, Van Morrison singing "Comfortably Numb" is the only Pink Floyd-esque thing I can stomach.
From The Departed soundtrack?
From The Departed with that sex scene?
Yeah. What did you say? That's horrible?
I've never heard that.
What? Oh, it's good, Ken.
Oh, my God, Ken. It's so good. It's one of the greatest. We'll have to do that as a rejoin this morning. It's him and Roger Waters.
Right, mm-hmm. Roger Waters.
Listen. When you get to the point where there's a protest song from an artist like Van Morrison, you know that people are feeling something, and they're feeling no more lockdowns. All right, those are our suggestions for the lead this morning. Here is Ken and what is trending.
Teddy Bruschi joins OMF this afternoon at 4:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Peter King, 11:30 with Dale and Keith today. Tom E. Curran, 1:00, and our Christian Fourier coming up in the 8:00 hour with us. Patriots, no surprise, Rex Burkhead announcing on his personal social media that he is done for the year, rumored to be that torn ACL.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
That sucks.
David Andrews getting emotional on the Zoom call yesterday about that. So obviously, you know, a critical piece.
Yeah.
Sony Michel is back, though, so maybe he'll fill in for the void.
Maybe not.
Arizona at New England, Sunday, 1:00 on Fox. Cardinals, 2.5-point favorite. Your Thanksgiving games tomorrow, Greg, not great until the night game. 12:30, Texans at Lions, 4:30, Washington at Dallas.
I'm just happy that they're not going to be giving out the actual turkey leg because of COVID. I mean, imagine if somebody had to touch a turkey leg, deliver it out to a quarterback or to whoever the game MVP was, and they touched the same turkey leg. That could spread the virus for miles. So I'm glad that they're not doing that on television.
Well, you're going to see them all wearing masks tomorrow on the sidelines, and they're not in the games.
Night games are good on Baltimore at Pittsburgh. 2021 Pro Football Hall of Fame class down to 25 candidates, 6 with New England ties. Rodney Harrison, Richard Seymour, Torrey Holt, John Lynch, Fred Taylor, and Reggie Wayne. First college football playoff ranking is out. No BC on the list, Curtis. Sorry about that. Alabama 1, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State. And BYU, who's got that quarterback, Zach Wilson, Wiggy, is 14th, but they're getting no respect behind a couple 2-loss teams, including your Georgia Bulldogs. Atlanta Hawks continue to beef up. They add Bogdan Bogdanovich, 4 years, $72 million deal. They got Rajon Rondo as well. So Atlanta could be a player of the East this year with the Celtics. Big win for the Revs last night, Greg. 2-0 upset of Philly in the MLS playoffs.
No jinx.
Well, what does that mean? Where are they? Are they?
They're on to the Eastern Conference semis.
Okay.
All right.
3 p.m. November 29th. So kudos to the Revs. The big
November
win over
29th.
The
Union. Okay.
4 days away. What's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
It's the Greg Hill Show
on Sports Radio WEEI.
Relax, I need some information. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts?
Oh,
told you, Laird, that is so good. That's on my list of the best covers, maybe right behind the OAR Fool in the Rain cover. That's Van Morrison's voice. That's what's so great about his voice. Departed soundtrack, and I think, Danielle, remind me, but is that from the scene where they're going over the Zakim Bridge and Jack Nicholson is going, call out the tail? Is that from?
That was from when Leo DiCaprio was having sex with the police psychologist.
Oh.
When she was moving out of the apartment to go move in with Matt Damon.
Uh-huh.
Matt Damon.
You know, Leo DiCaprio is in town filming a movie right now.
How are they pulling that off?
I don't know. Well, that's okay.
They get tested every day?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they probably do. Is that what they do?
Yeah, they're testing every day because one of our vice presidents of audio services, Stanley Stiz Grimey, is working on
a
movie right now.
He's not a vice president. What are you talking about?
What is he, an associate? I don't know. I can't keep track.
Mike Brangiaforti is the vice president of audio services.
I feel like Mike Brangiaforti at this point should be the CAO. The chief audio officer.
Well, I mean, he's been delivering quality audio on this program for decades.
That's an understatement.
So was Stiz trying to get in the movie or something?
I love Brangie, by the way, but Stiz has been so devalued. The poor guy's confidence just is totally shot, and you just ran him over again. It's unbelievable.
He did. By the way, no appreciation.
Speaking of Leo, he's listening on the app. He just texted the show saying, loved Curtis's Turkey of the Year.
You can listen to the show on the app. Just download the radio.com app, and you can listen wherever you are today or over the holidays. I know people continue to travel. They're talking about 6.3 million people have already traveled, Ken, for Thanksgiving. 6.3 million
panic.
In this country.
I've seen that image of the flights. Have you seen that on social media of all the airplanes in the air? That is like it was haunting me through the night last night.
And I think, I mean, there's no way that these people who are traveling have been tested because I tried again. All day yesterday to get a test.
I did,
Curtis.
I know your level of effort.
You can't
all
get
day
one.
Is a bit
no. The reason is that my daughter and OG Mrs. Hill, or not OG, the other Mrs. Hill.
Mrs. Hill 2.0.
They want me to get a test, which I'm fine with. But first of all, I can't get a call back from my doctor's office, the general practitioner or whatever. You call there. They direct you to some COVID center.
Mm-hmm.
You're on hold for an hour, and somebody comes on and says, oh, a nurse will call you back. That was Monday. The nurses never called me back.
you'd have better luck getting a Z-Pack at this point.
Yeah, you ain't getting a test, man. You got to wait till after the holidays.
So, you know what you should do? You should do what people in New York are doing, because if you don't want to wait in the long testing lines, you should pay somebody. They're paying, in New York, wealthy people are paying like $80 an hour for people to stand in line.
They are.
Yep. It's like Black Friday.
Greg, are you that cheap? People of your wealth have a concierge doctor.
No, Curtis. I do not. I'm not the type of person like you who has a concierge doctor. Paid for by your daddy.
Okay.
So then I tried calling the two free places that they have, like the East Boston one and wherever the other one was. And they said you can't get a test until Monday. So, I don't know. I mean,
looks like Greg's going to be having one tiny turkey breast all to himself at the crash pad.
I know. I don't know what. And what are people supposed to do?
They're probably just going without getting tested. If they do get tested, they're not getting their results back until after the holiday. No. So,
yeah, but what if somebody who has not been tested is the person who brines the turkey that you eat? That's going to be a real issue for people.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be all kinds of droplets in the brine. here is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Bill?
Billy?
Morning.
I just wanted to say good morning to the best morning crew in New England.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, we'll let them know.
You. Thank you, Bill.
and I got two things I want to say, right? Greg, you know, you gave me no love for tagging you with the Van Morrison.
What do you mean?
I tagged you on Instagram. I tagged you the Van Morrison song.
Oh.
And you liked it.
Yeah. I actually, there's three or four listeners who sent it to me, the No More Lockdown song that I used as my lead. But thank you, Bill. I appreciate that.
Yes. Well, and then I got a recommendation for Danielle, maybe for her squirrels. Maybe you could remember you did that one, the slow motion, the angry squirrel.
Yes.
He's going all crazy.
Yes.
Could you do one, maybe like make him a little pumpkin pie and feed him that in slow motion? I bet you that would be good.
That would be good. My friend Michelle, who's an incredible pastry chef, Michelle Boland, once made a very tiny individual squirrel-sized frosted donut with sprinkles for one of my squirrels. And I gave it to him, and he ate it in a tree, and it was just the most joyous thing I had seen that week.
Can we get back to the turkeys of the day?
Oh, my God. Yes. That is blowing up. We got a couple nominees. We have Rudy Giuliani, President Trump, and Wiggy so far.
Yes.
Well, hey, I don't mind being turkey of the year.
Well, the president pardoned the turkey yesterday.
Oh, what a scene that was.
Corn and cob.
You want to listen to our president and the annual pardoning of the national turkey, which occurred yesterday at the White House.
Today is my honor to present to you this year's lucky bird, corn, and just in case we needed him, cob. Corn and cob. That's not too hard to remember, is it? These two.
He sounds so defeated.
The best part of this is the photo that Jake just put up on the Twitch stream at Boston WEEI is the photo of the president and Melania looking over the turkey. And Melania has this look on her face that's basically just calculating how many days until the inauguration so she can file for divorce.
I don't think she's going to. They're saying that. Do you think she's going to divorce him?
I don't think it'll be right away, but I bet 6 months to a year from now.
But why would she? I mean, she's got
to try living with that for years.
She's got it made. They don't even have to live together.
Not worth it.
He can go live at Mar-a-Lago and she can go live in New York or in Europe or something like that.
How long have they been together? Haven't they been together for a while?
They have been for a while. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Is it 20 years or something like that?
I mean, Barron's what, 16? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not Melania getting divorced. Her life is probably too good to get divorced.
2005, they got married.
Okay, so 15-ish years.
15 years.
Yeah, they're not getting divorced.
And she had no idea who he was.
Like when Linda Holiday met Bill Belichick?
Right. It's like Linda Pizzuti.
Who's this? He's on the Pizzuti one, let's be honest.
Oh, now, I thought you worked at Walmart.
They did ask the president yesterday whether he would be pardoning himself.
Pardons before leaving office. Will you be issuing a pardon for yourself?
Now, can he pardon himself? Can a president pardon himself?
I think he technically can. I was reading into this a couple of weeks ago because someone had brought it up, and I think he can.
Is that like voting for yourself? Like, yeah. I mean, are you, when you're running for class president, you're not supposed to vote for yourself. Is it pardoning yourself? Is that okay?
I guess why not?
On a relatively serious note, if the Democrats do try and put Trump in jail over the next 3 years, it will be the dumbest political move ever because all that will do is rally up his crazed base to vote in 2024.
Well, I think he's definitely going to run in 2024. I would assume that he is going to run in 2024. Let's see. This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Gregory, good morning, sir.
What's happening, David?
Listen, I just called. You know, I didn't really call to talk about anything, although I did like Curtis's lead.
Yeah.
But I wanted to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh. Same to you.
I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Greg, one real quick thing though.
Yes.
I saw on ABC News last night on Nightline that that Monolith story.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it a fake.
Oh, it's a prank.
What? Oh, see, they got y'all.
Sorry, Danielle.
That's nonsense.
It's not an alien monolith. It's,
well, I don't like this at all.
It's a fake monolith in the desert in Utah.
Dateline. I don't see anything saying it's fake.
Is Dateline still on?
Isn't that what you watch on Fridays?
I used to watch on Fridays.
Used to, meaning last month?
No.
Associated Press still has a story about it without any corrections. So.
Yeah, not, I don't see anything.
I think you are fake news.
Did he say Dateline or Nightline? I think he said Nightline.
I think he said Dateline.
I think he said Copple.
But isn't Dateline only on Fridays?
Yeah, I think that's why.
He meant Nightline.
Yeah, that's
Nightline, Larry King's reporting
monolith.
It.
Monolith, go
Curtis. That is a flagrant jinx opportunity right there, mentioning Larry King.
Yeah,
I think he'd be happy at this point.
You better up the garlic.
He ain't going nowhere. That guy's like 500 years old.
He just had
old.
Another kid.
He just turned right. 87.
This is right. This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
Same to you, Chris.
Same to you, buddy.
They're doing corona testing at the Town Spa parking lot, Greg. You going to get down there?
No, they're not.
With a free pizza.
Oh, that would be fantastic if they were. Town Spa is the best bar pizza in the state, bar none. And we already did the competition on the old show. It was already determined to be the best, and it is and will forever always be the best bar pizza, Town Spa Pizza.
I eat the pizza all by myself. Nobody will eat the pizza.
If I can't get a test, I'm going to have to eat pizza by myself for Thanksgiving. Oh, no turkey,
sounds
no,
pretty
no
good.
Gravy, no stuff.
You, Netflix, and a bar pizza. I think that's an upgrade.
He's got one pizza. Cape Cod pizza left.
speaking of television, Curtis, are you caught up on Murder on, what's that called? Murder on Mission Beach?
Middle Beach. I am. Great episode.
What do you think now? Do you think it's the husband? Or
I am no longer on the husband train.
Same after that episode the other night.
What a crazy... Isn't it interesting with these true crime stories that we follow the news and you hear stories that would seem so interesting that you never remember being discussed back when this was going on?
This happened in Connecticut, and it was only 2013, I think. I don't remember the story at all.
It was a Connecticut cover-up, Curtis.
I do not remember the story, but... The son who did the documentary so far it's only two episodes in, but he's done an amazing job.
How many episodes is it total?
Four.
Is that it? There's only four of them?
I believe.
Yeah.
I wonder if they probably haven't Googled this before. I wonder if they actually found out who did it, or is it one of these things that you watch the four episodes and the case is still gone unsolved?
I haven't Googled that because I don't want to have
Google
a spoiler,
it.
But I think that the son is doing this in pursuit. The conversation he had with the police in Madison, Connecticut, where he's wired and he's in there, the police seemed totally unaware of key elements to the story.
Well, and also, at times, they may have been corrupt or what have you,
right.
But... No, he's doing it, Wiggy. The whole point of the documentary, have you watched it?
I watched the first episode.
Okay. The whole point of it is the son trying to uncover who killed his mother.
No, I know
Why would you be able to Google it and find out? If that wouldn't that ruin the documentary?
It's no, I know. Google. Can we Google it?
But it was from, like you said, 2013, so I'm wondering if they ultimately figured out who did it. Or, you know, and they're going to tell you at the end of the documentary. Or is it going to be one of those things where you watch the four episodes and then at the end of the documentary, the case is still open and they still don't have any new suspects?
Well, I just searched it. It's the Scranton Strangler who did it.
So it's George Howard Scub.
It's a waste of time watching it, and then you get to the end, and then it's still unsolved.
Hey, you two must be pissed that Netflix is removing The Office.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. It's one of those things that's been in the background of your mind that you don't think about, and you're like, oh,
now,
wait.
Why are they doing that? Is that because people like you have watched it all the way through 47 times?
I think it's too expensive.
And Peacock Network is going to take back all the NBC programming.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, and I already own every episode on iTunes, so it's okay.
Yeah, I have like seasons 1 through 6, which is really most of all that counts.
Right.
Hey, Sean.
Yep.
What's up? What's going on, Sean?
What's going on, man? How are you guys this morning?
What's up?
Hi.
I'm doing awesome. Listen, man, I just wanted to debate with Greg. Greg said that Town Spa is the best bar pizza in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Greg, have you ever had Linwood Cafe in Randolph?
Yes, I've had the Linwood.
It's Randolph, excuse me.
And they have, I've had Cape Cod. I've had the, what's the one, the Venezia or what's that?
Papa John's.
No, Curtis. Don't talk about things that you don't know about.
Who did we have? We had Crazy Ron
Pizza
Emma's.
Hut. Yeah.
We had, who else did we have?
Linwood.
Domino's.
Linwood, Cape Cod Cafe. Did Monty's make it? Because Monty's is technically bar pizza, but it's North Shore. Hold
Wiggy,
on.
You're probably not a bar pizza guy because you come from
I
East
do like,
so.
No, I like the bar pizza. That's like the kind of like the flatbread, right?
No.
It's got the crispy lace edge with the burnt edges.
It's nothing
like
that.
Yeah, I like bar pizza.
It's a tradition that goes back decades, and it's all about the pans and the ovens.
Venus Cafe was the other one.
Yeah, we had Venus. Where's that one? Brockton?
I don't know. We had Linwood, Town Spa, Venus, Ron Emma's, the downtown.
One bite. Everyone knows the rules.
I grew up on Cape Cod Pizza, Greg.
Oh, you did?
Yes. My neighbor was a huge fan from Brockton. He used to bring it to Dover. Cross town.
I grew up on Elio's.
Greg grew up on Double Pizza Fridays at school.
I did. I still owe several of my classmates money because I would borrow it on Friday to get double pizza, and I don't think I ever paid them back.
You little chonk.
I feel bad about that.
Leave me alone. Let me have my pizza.
All right, Dale.
Leave Dale alone.
All right. If you would like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Thankfully, Danielle has taken her curlers out of her hair. So if you're watching,
it was a cute Luke.
If you'd like to watch the program, did you hide something in your background today, like you did the Frank's hot sauce yesterday?
Well, it's not really hiding; it's pretty blatant. But okay. it's a very evil looking item.
Oh, what,
it's a squirrel?
Is that a statue?
Depicts exactly what squirrels are really like.
Oh, that's an angry squirrel statue. Where'd you get that? Amazon?
Michaels.
Oh.
They label it as rabid squirrel, which I got upset about because squirrels don't carry rabies.
At Michael's, you can buy a rabid squirrel. Who's buying a rabid squirrel statue for their home? You
What's
are.
That cost? That's like 80 bucks, I bet.
It was like 35, but then, you know, Michael's is one of those stores that if you buy anything full price without the 30, 40, or 50% off coupon that's inevitably in your email, you're a moron.
Another Logan Airport purchase.
I like to impulse buy. La, 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 la.
If you want to see, I think the only way that you can see Danielle in her curlers is the story that I posted on my Instagram this morning at the start of the show. So if you're.
Yeah, thanks for screwing up my Instagram handle tag.
I just went right with whatever it was.
You went with at Danielle, which is not my thing.
All right,
at Danielle.mer.
I'll go back and fix it. So. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Greg Hill, WEEI. Give me the follow. You can stay up to date with what is going on here and at the station and with the foundation, all that stuff. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Sorry to call back again, but I grew up on the South Shore. Yeah. I tried all the pizzas.
Yeah.
I got a tip 2 weeks ago. It's called The Next Page in Weymouth on Broad Street.
The Next Page?
Yes. It's on Broad Street and Middle in Weymouth.
Okay.
I haven't seen Scott there, but they serve it in the cardboard Frisbees and a paper bag, not a box.
Yeah, okay.
It's the best so far.
All right. I'm down for bar pizza at any time. We are going to take a break. We will be back with the dumbest of the day. A reminder that Christian Fourier from the afternoon show will join us at 8:30 this morning to talk football and other things here on The Greg Hill Show.
To the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Mama never understood what it's like for a losing man. When her number one son goes bad, playing cards with the devil's hand. But daddy got real sick so quick, four walls never understand. I was the one who got good with the gun.
I believe we lost the great Eddie Money this year. Did we not? Was that right before the pandemic? It all flows together in my head. It seems like this year has been 27 months long. But
he died a little over a year ago, probably like September of last year.
Okay. All right. speaking of things with regard to the pandemic, do you think that the traffic will be better than normal today? Because normally the Mass Pike starts to back up out by Stockbridge or whatever it is by noon. Do you think that there are going to be less people on the roadways, or do you think there are going to be more people on the roadways today?
Can I get a Dr. Boney? No.
No?
I think it might be slightly less congested, but I think you're still going to hit delays.
No.
Yeah, you'll probably still get...
I saw more cars on the road this morning on my way in than I have since March.
You did?
Yes.
That's everyone that wants to beat the noon rush.
I think that there are a lot of people who are just kind of going on as normal with their Thanksgiving plans.
Jesus.
Probably
Trump voters.
I mean, isn't that kind of what you think, Ken? I mean, you see all these people, you were terrified earlier this morning discussing the people at the airport.
Well, yeah, I mean, every news story I read is Thanksgiving, 6 million, 8 million, 12 million. That's just terrifying. I turned off the news yesterday.
Oh, God.
There's, Danielle, which airline is it that just announced in order to fly you're going to have a vaccine? Was that Qantas?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, if they want to make that their policy, then I guess... That's okay.
Well, I mean,
I'm not psyched about it, but you know.
But they're essentially forcing you. I guess they're private enterprise, so they can do whatever they want. But they're forcing you to go and get a vaccine the first go round if you want to fly anywhere.
Correct.
And you know you don't know what the effects or non thereof of the vaccine are going to be.
And they're only doing that for international travelers.
Yeah.
So not domestic, because Qantas is an Australian airline.
Do you think eventually that any business that you go in, you'll have to be able to show that you have had the vaccine?
I think you'll see a fairly significant number of requirements when it comes to that with businesses and whatnot. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
They did it with school this year, right? For the flu vaccine.
By December 31st.
Right, so, you know, who's to say that they're not going to... You know, be with the corona vaccine, especially, what are they saying, 95%? Who's to say that they're not going to tell kids, all right, if you want to go to school, you got to get flu corona vaccine shots at the beginning of the school year?
Can you imagine Greg trying to pull up the little QR code on his phone that shows he got the vaccine? And he's like, oh, you know, it was just right here. I can't get to it. Just, if I could just get the damn thing to work.
Well, thankfully, you saved me yesterday by fixing my phone. Mm-hmm. That was a near disaster that you saved.
I emptied out your 401k while I was at it and enjoyed the penalty.
Good. Hello, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hi, guys. Yes.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Steve?
I'm dismayed to hear you say you're waiting for a test. This, you go to the Mass website, Charlie Baker's website, Stop the Spread, Massachusetts, and there is testing sites in select cities.
Bud,
yeah, they're all mobbed, Steve. Bud, you can't get a test.
They're full. I tried every one yesterday. They're full.
There's some that are walk-ins, walk-ups.
Greg's not waiting for 3 hours in line.
There's some you walk up to. Well, then you don't want it. There's some you walk up to. I done it, and it was in and out of my car in under 10 minutes.
Not this week, Steve. That's the problem.
Maybe, all right. Well, don't say you can't get them if you want to wait in line. Okay. There's some that are open. Oh, just
I'm not arguing with this guy, but I tried yesterday for hours, Steve.
Define hours.
Didn't?
Yeah.
All right.
Steve. 2 weeks later.
Oh, okay. that's Boston after they hear that guy.
Yeah, you could probably get one if you're willing to wait in line for 4 hours.
You can't even do that. They tell you, like on the City of Boston website, they tell you if you want to go to the East Boston one,
yep,
that you have to have an appointment. So you call up and you get they tell you that. Same with, what's the chain of urgent care places that is?
AFC?
Carewell's
doing the walk-in.
Carewell.
Okay.
I tried that place. Same thing. You have to go. You have to have an appointment. You can't just show up and wait. So,
well, most of them appointments, because when I went, most of the places that I was looking at, it was appointments.
AFC does appointments. So what they do is you'll check in, they do the pre-COVID screening, and then they make you wait in your car until it's time for you to come in, and then they call you right in and do the swab.
Yeah.
Carewell was doing walk-ups, but I'm guessing they probably just got too busy because people were probably just swarming the place.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a test for Thanksgiving.
I think that's the issue, is that everybody was trying to cram in a test before Thanksgiving.
So. Maybe, Corona.
Maybe if you didn't call them Eeyore Killjoy, your old pal Charlie would get you a test ASAP.
I know. Good morning, Governor Baker.
You'd think they have the ability to let you take one at home, right? I mean, it seems like it ain't that difficult. Put the swab up your nose, drop it in the thing, and, you know, throw it in the mail, and you get your results.
You can't prove who took it, Wiggins.
What do you mean?
Could have swabbed your dog's nose. They don't know.
I mean,
but didn't they come out with one? Aren't we supposed to have one relatively soon that's like results within a half hour at home, right? Yeah. Didn't we talk about that?
Eventually, you're going to be able to have your own test at home.
That's for the third surge.
That's a ways away.
It also tests for gonorrhea and chlamydia.
Pee on this stick.
Let's see. Here's a text that says you could go to Lawrence.
Greg's not going to Lawrence without Wiggy.
Go
to Law Town, Greg.
I'm not driving anywhere in a closed vehicle with Wiggy. I mean, he's got the virus. He's a carrier.
I'm immune. I got immunity.
Stop it. You don't know that.
Well, yeah, I do, Daniel. Once you get corona, you're immune to getting corona.
They have not proven that. There are people that have gotten it twice.
Well, Trump said he got immunity, so.
Oh, okay. Let's jump on
the president got immunity.
Yeah, okay.
This is Alex. Maybe. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Greg, happy holidays to everybody. And Wiggy, I hope you start to feel better or get over this thing. Hey, have you tried CVS?
I have not tried CVS.
You're not getting a CVS at this point.
Are they
no
still,
way.
I guess I could try CVS.
But they're the same thing, though. You got to make an appointment there. Right. It's still, and any appointment prior to Thanksgiving is all gone.
Maybe I could pay Stiz Grimey to wait in line for me.
Ooh. Yo.
What do you think about that?
Love it.
You got to pay him like today, though, if you do that.
But I had to fill stuff out in line, so you had to know stuff. You had to know your background, which maybe Stiz does.
You can just make all that up.
Who's checking?
All right. Coming up.
Some high school.
Coming up at 8:30, Christian Fourier will join us. And as I mentioned earlier, if Fourier is upset, he feels like I threw him under the bus with Devin McCourty, I will profusely apologize to him when he joins us at 8:30 this morning. I don't know if he's really upset or not. I can't tell.
He appears to be seriously upset.
Does he? I don't think he really is. I think he
seems like
fun.
There's some beef going on.
I hope he's having fun. I meant nothing by it.
It seems like this is what's called quiet shade.
No, I meant absolutely nothing by it. So he will join us at 8:30, but right now we got to get to this.
It's time for the dumbest of the day.
It is currently Jesus Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Good weekend. Good long weekend. You just got to get through today, and then it's a good long weekend. Curtis, we listened to everything that happened in this country yesterday, and we determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Okay, I'm making an executive decision. I'm going to ask you without cluing the audience in. There's a story we don't have audio for that is incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
Or we have a other story that has audio and it's also dumb. Which would you prefer?
Well, one is incredibly stupid.
Like the stupidest thing I may have ever heard of in my life.
Is it the turkeys of the day at WEEI? Is that what it is?
No, that is the best idea, and that thing is blowing up. Oh, yeah, look at these nominees. Greg Hill, Chris Curtis. So,
all right, I would say do the dumbest thing that you've ever heard.
We head to London, one of my favorite places on the planet, where two people got in an SUV. Sounds like a nice thing to do. They're driving around. Well, they decided to take out a propane grill and begin cooking, grilling steaks or food in their car, Terrain.
In the SUV.
Right. Yes.
How did that go? I'm guessing not so well.
About as well as your pursuit of a COVID test. The car exploded.
Of course it did. What happened to them?
Shock. Big shock.
Injured. A 43-year-old man suffered severe burns to his chest, legs, and right arm. While a 52-year-old woman suffered burns to her fingertips, forehead, and hairline.
What are these people thinking? Are you high?
Well, no, they were probably scared into staying into their vehicle by people like Ken, afraid to go outside, and so they thought they could grill up their steaks inside their SUV.
Did they at least get to enjoy the steaks?
No, the car was also shockingly totaled. Totally destroyed.
The car was finished medium rare?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
It wasn't the Pittsburgh thing.
Wow. All right. I think that's a good choice. That is the dumbest of the day from London, and we will be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.